I mean, we understand in this area, in the Ohio Valley, it's 99.7 DJX, when you see red cells, especially southern Indiana, I feel, gets hit a lot with those strong storms that roll in. You know, you want to make sure that you're prepared. You want to make sure that you're ready for it. And any little bit, it could save lives.
Yes,
it could
absolutely
save lives.
And there is a reel that's getting some attention. Mm-hmm. It may include many, 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 many safety steps that may, especially for your young child, that maybe you might not have thought of.
Okay, so if you've got a young child, maybe there is the threat of a tornado. These are some tips that she gives. She puts pillows and blankets in a bathtub. She puts a tab around her daughter's wrist and writes a phone number on it. She pins an AirTag to her shirt, pins an AirTag inside her backpack, packs a little Minnie Mouse backpack, pears, apple juice, credit cards, and a passport in a baggie.
It's a lot.
Yes, yeah, scribbles the phone number on a Band-Aid in the front pocket of the backpack. Again, the AirTag in the backpack.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, puts like a phone number on the insoles of her shoes, of her little boots.
Little yellow wellies.
Yeah,
the sole, rubber boots. She pulls up the number on it and puts it back on her feet.
Yes.
And then you go to the comments. I think perhaps try a font other than Wingdings.
Yeah, so the reason that comment got 122,000 likes.
It's a little scribbly.
It is a bit scribbly, and it does kind of look like she used Wingdings.
Yeah, it's really hard to read, honestly. Ricky Chris says, order a label maker if you want to see her again.
Oh, no.
Wait,
are they not supportive of this mom just trying to prepare her toddler for red cells?
Apparently not. Another comment. First thing I do when I find a child who's been flying around in a tornado with nothing but her bears or pears is pull their insoles out in case there's a secret message written underneath.
Not the bears and pears.
Not the bears and pears.
Listen, another commenter said, are you throwing her in the tornado? Is the tornado coming for her specifically?
Another comment. Let's hope the kid remembers to put on her boots and grab her backpack as she's flying out of the house.
Oh, no. Oh, why are the comments section going so hard? Literally, this mom is just trying to give some vital, life-saving tips on if there's a tornado threat.
Your daughter doesn't know it yet, but she will be thanking you in the future. When I was 2 years old, there was a tornado.
Oh.
And my parents also put me in a bathtub.
Yes.
Only problem is they forgot my passport. The tornado couldn't verify my travel document, so it just flung me over to Idaho.
Over to Idaho. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
These people are savage.
Alex says, imagine falling out of the sky and your first meal is a pear.
Oh, they are really railing on the pears.
What is wrong with some pears and oyster crackers?
Oh, the comments, they said. Another one. Do you have a restraining order on this tornado?
Yeah. And then a slight nod to the movie Twister.
Uh-huh.
If you put like 100 more air tags in her backpack, you could track and do research from inside the tornado. Oh, people. This is...
I have to be honest. I was watching this last night, and I'm sitting there thinking, These are a lot of steps.
This is a very elaborate setup.
It's a very elaborate kind of protocol that she's following.
Like, wanting to keep her daughter safe.
Sure, but are we going to have time to pull off all these steps if we are indeed trying to seek the shelter from the tornado? And then, I did not expect the savagery that awaited in the comments.
They won't let you board your tornado without a passport.
Oh my God.
So
she just has the best of intentions.
Yes, of
She's
course.
She's planning for worst case scenario. Like, if I get separated from my child, God forbid. But I'm putting her in the bathtub because that tells you it's one of the safer places.
Then
you
finally
can't get to the basement.
You're giving her a passport? Is it going to yeet her internationally? Yeet her internationally. All right. Well, hey, we'll share this so you can see it as well. Just revel in the comments. We'll put it up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
But this is the ultimate bless her heart, though, isn't it?